Since the day she gave me that coveted final rose, my wife, Trista Sutter, has made me a better person. If she can get me to know better, to do better, and to just all around be better, then I'm sure she can do it for you too. You're listening to Better Etc. with my wife and your host, Trista Sutter.
Hey everybody, this is Trista, and you are listening to episode 23 of the Better Etc. podcast. Today is a very special day because I have one of my very, very favorite people on the podcast. That's kind of saying a lot because I feel like through my life, I've met a lot of people and she's one of my favorites, especially because I kind of helped create her. She's my daughter. Blakeslee is going to be joining me today to answer lots of fun questions that I asked my Instagram followers to send along. And then I throw in some questions too. I wanted to kind of put her on the spot, if you will, in a sweet way and ask her some fun questions. So we have lots of laughs. She actually calls me out, which is kind of fun. And it was a really fun episode. We have a great time. And for Trista's takes today, I figured that I would do a little parenting advice because it kind of matches up with having my daughter on the podcast. So I have three or four little tidbits of advice. And I asked Ryan what his favorite piece of advice that he's ever given or that he would give people is. And first thing out the gate, he was like, have some patience. Isn't that true for all the parents out there? Patience, patience, patience. That's why they say patience is a virtue, I guess. It is definitely not easy to attain, but it is something going into parenthood that if you can enhance your patience, I would highly recommend it. I don't know how. Maybe I'll have someone on the podcast to talk about patience in the future. But that was his number one piece of advice. And then we got to talking also about how I think that it's really important to, this is number two, by the way, to introduce your children to different activities and interests, whether it's in the arts like painting or singing or dancing, or whether it is in sports or athletics. So whether it's hockey or soccer or basketball or whatever. And then, of course, different cultures. So traveling whenever you can. Obviously, right now is not the best opportunity to travel. I think a lot of people are traveling, but I don't know if I'm comfortable with it just quite yet. But I think introducing them to different things, different opportunities, different interests, so that they can make a decision for their future and what they want to put their time and effort and energy into. I'll never forget when we had put Max into soccer. And he had a great time with his friends. I actually used to play soccer. I think Ryan did too when he was really young. And I love soccer. But he finished the season and he was pretty young. But he finished and he said, I don't want to play soccer anymore. And I thought to myself, awesome, score. No pun intended. We don't have to go down that road any further. We can introduce him to other things, and ended up, you know, keeping him in skiing and introducing him to basketball. We introduced him to ice skating. And then after he had been in skiing for a while, he said, hey, is there any way I could try hockey instead of skiing in these group classes that we had him in? And lo and behold, his passion was born. So I think just introducing your kids to all different kinds of things so that they can, you know, better choose what their path is going to be in the future. And not to say that just by the introductions that you give, will they decide. You never know, right? Third piece of advice is something that I want you all, if you do have babies, this is for young, like infants, after the age of 4 months old, I believe is when they recommend it. But check with your doctor on this one if you do have a young child and you want to try it out. So the best piece of advice I ever got was actually from someone that you might have all heard of. I'm sure you have. His name is Brad Paisley. And it's a crazy story, but he has a son the same age as Max. And I was going through a really hard time with Max. He was, I don't know, 3 or 4 months old. Actually, I think he was 4 months old. And he was not sleeping through the night. And for any parent who has dealt with children who don't sleep through the night, you know what I'm talking about. It is so hard, so difficult, because not only are your children grumpy, but you're grumpy, and it just makes life harder if you don't get your necessary sleep. That's something that we all need, right? So I was talking to Brad at one of his concerts. I ended up being in one of his music videos for his song called Celebrity that I got to do with little Jimmy Dickens. I just loved him. Rest in peace, Jimmy. And we were talking about, you know, the struggles we were each having. And they had just, he and Kim, his wife, had just hired a sleep specialist. And the sleep specialist recommended for them to cry it out, or have their son Huck cry it out. So I thought, you know what? Why not try it? And it was not easy whatsoever. The first night, Max cried for, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 hours. I made sure he was safe. I didn't have anything in the crib with him. I had the monitor on, and I don't think I slept a wink that night. But he finally went to sleep when he was tired and when he was done crying. And then the next night, it was less time that he cried, maybe 2 hours. And then the third night, it was maybe 45 minutes, a half an hour. And then that fourth night, he actually slept through the night and didn't cry. You know, I think personally that it teaches them self-soothing. And I was a pediatric physical therapist, and soothing babies and children was part of my job description, honestly. So I think it's so, so important to teach our children how to self-soothe. And for our family, that choice included cry it out. So if you're struggling, talk to your doctor first, of course. And then if you want to try this out, maybe do some research on cry it out. But it really, truly helped us and helped Max to be a great sleeper. He was a great sleeper after that. Okay, so the last little nugget of advice from me is for those parents who haven't given birth yet. So have a plan. Put a plan together. Think to yourself after you've gone through the classes and talk to your partner. Go into it thinking, you want to have a natural birth. You want to have a water birth. You want to have whatever kind of birth you want to have. Have that plan. If you want to take drugs or not take drugs, if you want to have an epidural, if you don't want to have an epidural, all of these things have a plan for it, right? But make sure that you are open-minded so that when things change, because they may change, they most definitely did for me, especially with my first pregnancy, just have that open mind so that when things change, or if they change, that it won't cause unnecessary stress. I had planned to not be given medication by my OB because I wanted to have a natural delivery. And it turns out that I ended up having to have, first, they tried to induce me. Second, they tried to give me a C-section. And then third, it needed to be an emergency where I had to go under general anesthesia. So everything went wrong, except for, of course, Max's birth. He was perfect and beautiful and healthy. And that was my primary goal, of course. So my plan most definitely changed. And I think the best piece of advice is just to kind of go with the flow. For people who are type A like me, I know that's hard, but have a plan and then be open-minded to having to change that plan or modify it when the time comes. And I think going along with that is just ensuring that the doctor or the midwife that you have chosen is someone that you truly trust and that you enjoy being around, you know? That's a big decision too. So there's my little nuggets of parenting advice. I hope those were something that you guys can take and use. And if you're parents of older children like me, I'm sure you know all of the things that I told you, and maybe you used some of them, maybe you didn't. That's okay. We all choose our own path, and that is okay. So I'm going to get on to today's episode with Blakeslee. So fun. And I just wanted to remind you all that if you're enjoying these episodes, would you please possibly consider sharing with a friend? I would really appreciate that because we're trying to reach lots more people. We created a Facebook group, and I'd love for people to join the Facebook group so that we can create a community and start chatting and sharing, you know, wisdom that might come from the podcast or wisdom that you'd like me to cover in the podcast. All of it. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this episode. Here we go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so welcome everyone. I have a very, very special guest today. She's probably the most special guest I will ever have on the podcast because I gave birth to her. Her name's Blakeslee Grace Sutter. Welcome, Blakeslee Grace Sutter.
Hello.
So I wanted to start off by telling everyone kind of how this particular podcast came about. Earlier today, I was going to be podcasting with Ryan. And it's Couple Appreciation Month, and so we were going to answer the question that we get answered the most. I'll let you guys simmer on that for a minute. Well, maybe for more than a minute, because it'll come up on a future podcast. But Ryan had just gotten off work. He was really tired, and he said, "Do I really have to do it?" And Blakeslee happened to be in the room, and she said, "Well, why can't I do it? I'm special." And so I got to thinking, actually, that could be pretty fun. So I get to chat with my baby girl. I know you're not my baby girl anymore. You're 12, but you'll always be my baby girl. Okay, so I want everyone to kind of get to know a little bit about you. So can you tell people out there, we already told them your name and we already told them your age. You just had a birthday.
Uh-huh.
But what are kind of your favorite things? What grade are you in?
Well, I'm in sixth grade, and I am a dancer and a volleyball player. I used to play lacrosse.
And you've really gotten into dance this year. I mean, you've danced since you were 2 years old.
Yeah, but this is like the year that's kind of like brought me confidence in my dancing.
I'm really proud of you, too.
It's just a change in, like, what I actually feel about myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that because of dance, or is that just because you're growing up, or your friends, or what?
Probably both.
All three?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I think, and also, you started Repertory, which is the competition team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you like it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love it.
But it's coming to an end, so.
I know, that's sad. That's really sad. But I'm really thankful that you've had the opportunity to do it this year because of COVID.
I mean, yeah.
I think a lot of people around the world probably are not participating in activities, including school. And you've been really lucky this year to be in school. In person.
Except for this week.
Except for this week. Bah, bah. Yeah, she actually had an exposure to someone who tested positive, and so she's had to stay home this week and miss her first volleyball games. Actually, one is taking place right now. And they have a really short volleyball season. They only have, I think, 5 games. So she is missing the first 3. But you know what? Got to do our part, right? Okay, so I went to Instagram, of course, and I asked my followers if they had any questions that they thought that I should ask Blakeslee or that Blakeslee should ask me. And we got a bunch of really great questions. I know that I haven't told you all of them because I kind of wanted to get your answers on the fly and see what you would say just kind of off the cuff. But one of the biggest questions was, have you watched The Bachelor
and The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I have watched them.
So you have watched some, and I think when we first had you watch was after the Bachelorette reunion, because you were there, right? You know what? It was throwback when they did my episode, when they showed old episodes of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Like, it was this past year. Although, I feel like we've shown you bits and pieces of the wedding over the years.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah, but we haven't gone there yet. And you know what? All of our footage is on VCR tapes or VHS, and we just haven't gotten the VCR out. She doesn't even know what a VCR is. Do you know what a VCR is?
No.
showing my age, people. Okay, so we mentioned the Bachelorette reunion, and luckily you were able to be there because it just so happened that we were on spring break in California, in Los Angeles, and they were shooting the Bachelorette reunion. So you met most of the girls, and mm-hmm. one person asked who your favorite bachelorettes are.
Probably Caitlin.
And let's say that you've also gotten to hang out with Caitlin.
Yeah, I have been able to hang out with Caitlin, and I also am friends with her niece, Sydney. And then,
well, you've been able to hang out with Caitlin because she's come to our house and stayed with us, and she's come to visit. So Caitlin and Blakeslee have made lots of fun memories. Actually, do you remember when she made slime with you?
Yeah.
And then you were doing dances at the Westin. Well, I don't remember what, I think you showed her one of your dances from
recital.
From recital, maybe. And she was dancing, but I think I have it on video. You guys dancing. It's actually really cute because you were a lot smaller than you are now, I think. Maybe that was 2 years ago. Maybe you weren't a lot smaller, but you were smaller. So anyway, Caitlin has gotten to visit with Blakeslee a lot. So she loves her some Caitlin, right? Yes. Okay, who else?
Probably Tenley.
Oh my gosh, Tenley. We love Tenley. So Tenley came to visit too. And for those who don't know Tenley, she was a Disney princess. She is so sweet. Like, one of the sweetest people I think I've ever met. And she came to visit and got to watch Blakeslee perform at a Broncos game, right? When you were a junior Denver Bronco cheerleader. And then she came to our house and, oh gosh, you just loved spending time with her.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so, love you, Tenley, if you're listening. And then who else?
Andy, we have matching birthdays.
Yeah.
And Becca.
Same birthdays. How crazy is that? And a little known fact for those of you out there who are Bachelor fans, Blakeslee shares a birthday with Andy Dorfman and Becca Kufrin, and Max shares a birthday with Chris Harrison, which is so crazy. It's so crazy. We have all these little connections. So I would like to know, this is my question. When you're hanging out with your friends, is there one thing you think all your friends would agree that you'd like to change about all of your parents?
Actually, well, this is just me. If I could change this about you.
Oh boy, here we go, people.
I usually tell you to be like, can you order this? And then you're just like, yeah, I will. And then you go check your emails, you go do something else. You post on Instagram, you do something else. And I'm like, Mom.
Well, I do something else like make dinner or fold the laundry or do dishes.
I'll do it now. And then you do it like 2 hours later.
I know. Yes, I'm very bad about that. You have to continue to remind me about stuff, right? My memory is awful. And I bet I could guess that you'd want to change this about me too. I always ask you the same question.
You're like, did you brush your teeth? 2 minutes later. Did you brush your teeth? 2 minutes later. Did you brush your teeth? Yeah, I did.
And I do that with pretty much anything, especially the questions that I have to ask every day, which is like, did you brush your teeth? Did you do your homework? Did you get dressed? Whatever.
Mom, you would know if I got dressed.
Well, that's true.
You never asked me, did you get dressed?
My daughter's very smart. Okay. The best advice that I've ever given you.
To not, like, for example, if you go on social media and someone says something bad about you, you just ignore it and you just move on and focus on the positive.
That's right. I'm glad that stuck. But also, you're not on social media, although you were on TikTok. We got rid of TikTok. We had a really long talk and we came to an agreement and you agreed with me that it was getting in the way of your friendships, right? Like you would be hanging out with your friends and you'd be hanging out on TikTok more than really hanging out with your friends, even if you were in the same room. So you thought it was a good idea to get rid of TikTok. Yeah.
And if I'm hanging out with somebody, somebody comments and being like, what are you doing with her?
Oh, yeah. Like, right. Right.
Like, why are you with her? Why am I not there?
Yeah. It's just kind of. You don't want people to take that stuff personally or get their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the only social media you've had. So, you know, you said that you've learned to ignore the negativity.
Yeah.
When it comes to social media. But I think even more so, you've done a really good job, I have to say, especially this year, of ignoring any negativity when it comes to like friend drama or at school or.
Mm-hmm. Like I try to just focus on the positive and just move that away from me.
Yeah. Ignore it.
Yeah.
And move forward. Awesome. All right. Gold star for me. Ding, ding, ding. And for you, obviously. Okay. What's another question from one of my fans? Oh, this was a big one too. When did you first know that your parents were famous? So when did you first know that we were Trista and Ryan from The Bachelorette?
Probably my talking stage, about like 3-4 years old.
Yeah. You were talking way before that, by the way.
Well, probably 3-4 years old, like 2-4 years old.
And how do you think you knew that? Do you remember?
Yeah, like people could just come up to them and be like, oh my God, are you Tristan and Ryan? Can I take a picture with you? And I'd be like,
why do you want a picture with my parents? Yeah, I think that was probably the intro of who we are to you. And what is it like? Do you think it's fun to have parents who met on television, or do you think it's boring, as your brother would say? What is it like?
I'm pretty used to it, to be honest.
You think it's fun, you think it's funny, you think it's cool, you think it's what?
It's not very big. You're not like super big on like true stuff story. Like that. Not Kim Kardashian or like Kylie Jenner or something.
No,
like,
we are not.
It's kind of just like a normal lifestyle other than when you go on like trips or like see your friends or when you talk about it with dad and stuff.
Got it. Do you ever wish that we would have met in a normal way and not on television?
No. No.
Yeah.
It's kind of unique. It's a unique way of being on television and how, like, you actually stay together for this long and stuff like that. So,
also, you got to see when we first met. You got to see when we got engaged. You got to see when we got married. And you'll be able to show that to your kids and their kids, which is, I feel like, pretty cool.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And now, back to the conversation.
What do you enjoy doing with me that's actually worth getting off screen time for?
Anything?
Nothing. She loves her screen time.
Probably like making food.
Yeah, you do. Well, but you've been really good lately about making food on your own. Like, we used to bake together all the time and spend time in the kitchen, but I feel like you've become really independent in the kitchen and you're good about doing that. But what about something that we do together?
No.
I mean, yesterday, what did we do? You were like, can we do face masks, Mom?
Oh, yeah, skincare.
Yeah, skincare.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's fun, right? It got us. So yesterday, while Blakeslee has been home, she wanted to do some face masks and she said, Mom, I want to do a face mask with you. So we dropped everything. We dropped our screen times. And I chose a face mask out of all of her face masks. She has a lot of them because she's gotten a lot from your friends and her gifts.
And I was like, no, not that one.
Yeah.
And then I picked it. So.
So yeah, skincare is fun to do with Mom. What about shopping, ladies?
Except you get kind of annoying because you're like, no, you can't have that. And that's the, like, only thing I want there. And they're like, no, you can't have that. That's too small. And I'm like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. And it's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine.
And it's fine.
I don't wear you. I don't want you wearing things it's that show your wears. Booty. I don't care if it's what everybody wears.
And then that's the only thing I want. And then you're just like, no.
But you still love to shop.
Yeah.
Because we don't have
with grandma.
Yes, because grandma buys you everything you want. Well, not everything. Well, it was just that one time she took you for your birthday and she's like, sure, you can have this. You can have this. You can have this.
That was my birthday.
I know. That was great. That was a great present.
We're doing that.
Because you know what? Grandma loves shopping too. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, it's so fun.
And grandma was like, yeah, I don't want to waste all my money, but I would buy anything for you. And
aww,
I'm like,
Grandma B, we love you, Grandma B. Hopefully she's listening because I had to teach her how to get onto the podcast again. Shopping is really fun. We don't have a mall here where we live. We just have Walmart and then as like the only department store. And then, of course, we have boutiques and stuff. And you do love a few of the boutiques like Wild Heart. And, of course, your favorite store.
Lululemon.
Lululemon.
I'm actually wearing them right now.
Yes, she is wearing her Lulu pants that we got for her birthday. Well, actually, the Lulu pants were from, Grandma Carol and Grandpa Stan. My dad. Yeah. My stepmom. Yeah. Okay. Getting on to another question. Do you ever hear me talk bad about my body or my looks?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good because I would hope that you don't, because I think we all need to believe or find beauty in what God gave us, right?
I'm confident in my body.
Good. That makes me happy. Although you have cut your hair by yourself without passing it by me and taking my little eyebrow
shaver,
and
I don't want a unibrow. Nobody wants a unibrow.
Amazing. Nobody wants a unibrow. That's the quote from this episode. You should ask me. You need to ask me. You're 12. Okay. Someone asked, how has life been for you during the pandemic?
In between. Yeah.
What are some good things about it?
I clean my room more often. I got more organized and like making food and desserts and stuff mostly. And
you did. You got really good at making eggs.
Yeah.
Especially during the pandemic, right?
But bad things are that I couldn't see my friends or anything like that. Like that was hard because.
Yeah, they're important to you.
Yeah.
And then this week is actually the very first week that she has ever had to quarantine. So as I said in the beginning, Max and Blakeslee have been really lucky to be able to attend school in person all year. And there have been a lot of people who have had to be sent home in different cohorts because they've been exposed. And we have almost gotten through the entire school year without having.
And then I got exposed.
I know. It's a bummer. It's a big bummer. But we're getting through it. You're almost done. What shows do you love to watch?
Grey's Anatomy.
That's your fave.
Grey's Anatomy. Friends when I'm with my friends.
Oh, you know what you do love? Is Ellen's Game of Games.
I haven't watched that in like 5 years.
We haven't watched that in so long, but we should. And you know what you used to love? So when you were little and Max was little, and I would be either feeding you or hanging out with both of you. We would watch So You Think You Can Dance. And you guys would like dance in front of the TV. It was the cutest thing ever. And then we'd also watch Dancing with the Stars. Those were great shows to be able to watch together. Also, what's that one with Steve Harvey?
Little Big Shots.
Little Big Shots. We used to love that show. That's a great show for parents out there to watch with their kiddos. So much fun. Oh, an American Ninja Warrior, because Daddy was on it.
Yeah, I remember that.
A couple times, and we got to go and meet a bunch of the Ninja Warrior people, like Megan Martin and Flex LeBrec, and oh gosh, so many. I should have them on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. I would love to know, because I'm tying it into a better et cetera, how do you think we can have a better relationship?
We already do have a good relationship.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything.
Nothing to improve on?
No. You should jump on the trampoline with me.
Oh my gosh. No way. Are you kidding? I think I would break in half.
You wouldn't.
I have a bad back and bad knees and bad ankle. It would be a bad idea. And then you'd feel bad because you broke your mom.
No, I wouldn't feel bad.
You wouldn't feel bad if you broke your mom? Come on. Jeez. Okay, so I want to know if you have any special talents that you can share with everybody. Do you know what we can do together, though? Show us our mutual, what I gave her the jeans for. You can wiggle our ears.
Crack my knuckles?
Uh-huh. Do you know what, guys? She, earlier today, was cracking the knuckles of her toes.
Yep.
Toes.
I got that from one of my friends.
Can I say her name?
You can say her name.
Titum.
Hi, Titum. And another thing you do that people can't see is you can stand on your toes. You guys, she stands on her toes, so her toes are bent underneath her foot.
Can I say name?
What?
Macy.
Macy
can turn in them.
Oh my gosh. Ow, that hurts me just thinking about it. Yikes. You know what? What else? When you were really little, you memorize, what was that book? Pinkalicious. You knew?
Oh, I can memorize stuff.
You knew like every word of Pinkalicious. Do you remember any of that?
No.
You don't remember any of it? Okay. So final question. Actually, I've got two more questions. One of them was from one of my followers, and she has a daughter who's turning 12 really soon. And so she wants to know if you have any advice on what to get her daughter. And I'm going to call this section Blake's Takes, just like Trista's Takes, but this is Blake's Takes. Okay, so hit it.
Okay. Okay.
There's a lot.
She's starting to grow up now. So you want to get her skincare and stuff that you can just like make her skin soft and clear and nice and amazing and stuff like that. Like
you want to, well, I think that skincare is really trendy right now. And thankfully, kids are taking care of their faces and washing their faces and putting face masks on it and using stuff. And using serums. Yeah, what are your favorite serums and stuff to use for your face?
I like The Ordinary, which is a good skincare-like serum kind of thing. Probably like facial sprays.
Facial sprays. What is that?
Mario Badescu.
Badescu. Okay, what else?
To keep all the skincare stuff in it, a mini fridge. Like a mini fridge. Like a mini... Oh, and a face roller.
To keep everything cool, you recommend getting a mini fridge.
Yes.
For your room or your bathroom.
Or your, like, there's no room in any other place.
Or playroom. You can even keep sodas in it.
Yeah.
But Blake's Lee got one for her birthday, and she uses it for her skincare.
Face roller.
And the face roller, yeah. Okay. Okay, what else do you recommend for gifts for girls your age?
Cute clothing that's probably trendy. Lululemon leggings or like Lululemon shorts or something. Or even just a gift card for them to just spend for themselves. And then a bunch of gift cards for the places that they want to go to, like Starbucks, for example.
You just bought some Nike shoes.
Oh, yeah, like a Nike gift card or just like some spare money that you could give them for their birthday so you don't have to worry about them not liking it.
Perfect. Or I feel like anything sports-wise you're into. So if we didn't already have a volleyball, I would have gotten you a volleyball this year. For Max, we might be getting him a scooter. You did get knee pads from Grandma B. Yeah. And shorts.
And stuff. Yeah. And Nike shorts. So. Yeah.
And Lulu shorts. Yep. Lucky girl you are. Lucky girl. Okay. So this is a question I ask all my guests. And you're not off the hook just because you're my daughter. You get no special treatment. She's giving me the bad face, the mean face, the devil face. Okay, so how can you personally be better tomorrow, Blakesley Grace?
Better?
Yeah, better. That's the name of my podcast. Get it? probably. I ask how you can be better because that's the name of my podcast.
Okay.
Maybe be a little bit more organized and like make my bed right when I get up so I feel a little bit more like better than myself in the mornings, and then probably
eat breakfast.
I did eat breakfast.
I know. You've been really good about it this week. That's another thing about being home.
Eating good breakfasts like eggs. Like tomorrow I'll probably have like avocado toast or something. Eat a bit more healthy tomorrow.
Good job. I think that's great. I mean, honestly, I feel like you're learning this, but when I make my bed, I feel like, okay, I've gotten one thing done today.
Yeah, it feels really good to check something off.
Yes.
Yeah.
She likes to make lists too. Oh, and we just found out that we are both type 2 Enneagram. So she took Enneagram test online, and she's a type 2 too, at least from this test. It was a free test, and we just wanted to kind of see what you'd be. She's a type 2, so I don't know how making your bed and making lists factors into being a type 2, but...
I know. It's kind of confusing, but it's good.
We are alike in that way. We like to be organized and keeping the house neat and tidy, right?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for being my guest today.
Yeah, no problem.
Who knows? Maybe this will be something that we do...
daily.
Not daily. We do not have time for that.
Weekly or monthly.
Not weekly, but maybe every couple months. We'll see if anything comes up.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, thank you. I love having you with me. So thanks for listening, everybody. Do you guys say as usual or as per usual? Because I say as per usual, and Ryan always says that I'm saying it wrong. It's as usual. So anyway, as per usual, please go to wherever you listen to your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Google or wherever, and click subscribe and then allow notifications so that you get notifications to listen to the episodes every week. We'd love your reviews. If you could go write a review and give 5 stars so that we can reach more people and continue to make people's lives better. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. I hope you feel a little better after having listened. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you're enjoying our show, please send it to a friend and put a little better into their lives. Also, if you would like to find me, you can go to Instagram at Trista Sutter or Facebook at Trista Sutter fan page. Thanks, everybody, and have a great day.